the question that was raised to Ambassador Shannon yesterday in the Foreign Relations Committee that was most that more directly addressed what it is that we understand the administration is considering was raised by Senator Rubio, and that is the allowing non-Iranian and non-U.S. banks to do trades in dollars for deals that involve Iran, as long as the dollars don't end up in the
Iranian's
hands.
So my understanding is that is not what's under consideration at all.
What is under consideration?
I'm not going to say, except to say that. No, but I mean, like, no, Matt, just to clarify. Okay, let me.
Because, in fact, that is what we understand as being
considered. I understand being that considered. You believe that's what's being considered.
Well,
what I would say is that we continue to advise banks and other governments on ways that they can conduct business with Iran in a way that does not violate existing U.S. sanctions. And there are ways to do that, mm-hmm. but it does not involve banks converting money to dollars or otherwise.
Well, it actually inherently does. So, but it does because as you know, the international commerce finance is structured in such a way that huge amounts of transactions from currency A to currency C go through currency B, which is the dollar.
I
but anyway,
that, but
so you're
currencies.
Saying right now that you
I
guys are out
currencies.
There, you guys are out there coaching,
advising.
Okay, but that's coaching.
But
coaching
that's,
banks and businesses how to do deals
coaching
in
is what,
such a way. Well, you say you're advising them how
no,
to
course.
Do deals in
but
such
I mean,
a
that's,
way that you can avoid the U.S.
So,
sanctions.
Matt,
penalties for break,
what I would
US
say
sanctions.
In response
is that really the role.
So
of
what
the
I would
US
say
government?
In response is that as Iran complies with the JCPOA and receives a certain amount of sanctions relief, it is incumbent on us. And the Secretary spoke about this the other day. It is incumbent on us to live up to our end of this deal, which is to, and part of that is, you know, is to advise these banks and governments on ways that they can.
Avoid U.S. sanctions.
That they can, precisely, that they can, well, I mean, that they can work.
Okay. Is that the role of the U.S.
within
government?
The,
to go
no,
tell
but it's,
people
but
how
it is a,
they can get, like,
I don't,
get around?
I don't necessarily, the idea of coaching, I think it's simply, it's our obligation as part of the JCPOA to advise them that they don't, I mean, these banks don't want to violate existing U.S. sanctions.
Right. So you're telling them how, here's
but
how you can
are,
do it
but they are.
Violating
no, but they
US
are.
Sanctions. You're basically telling foreign banks and foreign companies how they can use loopholes in U.S.
That's
sanctions.
Not, no, that's,
yes,
that's not,
yes.
That's inaccurate.
To avoid.
That's inaccurate, but.
Well, okay, no. Well, what then what is it?